powered by you.
Hello, hello.
Listener supported.
This is the Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive. Answer the call. Wake up, America. It's Monday, August 14th. Good morning and welcome back to the final hour of Morning Air. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn Leverins and studio producer Sarah Tafoya. Thanks so much for joining us all across America and beyond on this Monday morning as we continue with day one of our Answer the Call Summer Pledge Drive. I want to just say thank you. Thank you so much for your generosity last hour to get us off to a good start. We got a long, long way to go, but we want to start strong here this morning. I want to remind you that we are listener-supported Relevant Radio. We need your help. Once again, we need to raise $3 million by 5 p.m. on Friday just to keep going for the next 3 months. So all this week, we're going to be asking you, our Relevant Radio family, to support us in this mission of bringing Christ to the world through the media. Of course, this is a big week for us here at Relevant Radio. Pledge Drive weeks are always big. Today is the memorial of St. Maximilian Kolbe, and tomorrow we're going to be celebrating the Solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We're doing it here in this month of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So we can honor our Blessed Mother by opening our hearts and answering the call. My hero, the co-patron of Relevant Radio, Pope St. John Paul II, once said, "It is not enough to know Christ. We must introduce him to others." And that's exactly what we try to do here every single day at Relevant Radio. We always start every hour, especially here during the Pledge Drive, with the powerful memorary prayer, invoking the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, to help us not only with this Pledge Drive for an end to abortion in our nation as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn, and patroness of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we invoke the Holy Spirit in a special way here every day this week during our Pledge Drive when we pray, "Come, Holy Spirit, come. Jesus, I trust in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen." I want to bring in our Morning Air team, Glenn and Sarah. Once again, we are off and running. Hour number one is in the books.
Yeah, here we go. Hour number two of our Pledge Drive. Thank you so much for your generous support. We'll be inviting you to answer the call throughout the course of the morning and this hour. And just a quick heads up about that, it's another 100% match this hour. So do think about getting that gift in online at relevantradio.com, on the mobile app, or the phone at 877-291-0123. We'll be talking a lot about that, but in the meantime, we'll have some regular programming for you this hour.
Yes, and of course, we continue to pray for all of the people that were affected in Hawaii, in Maui, last week from that horrible wildfire in Lahaina. What is the latest here? What's going on, Glenn?
John, they're calling it the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. The death toll near 100 now at 96, expected to go up dramatically from there, sadly. Police Chief of Maui, John Pelletier, said at a press conference last night that search crews now, they're using dogs to look for additional remains, the cadaver dogs. At the time, he said only 3%, just 3% of the destroyed area had been covered with that search. The fire was hot enough to melt metal, and they said they'll have to make wide use of DNA identification.
Saw those images all weekend long, and the videos and the testimonies of people on the ground just going through an unbelievable time. And so, of course, our prayers and our hearts are with all these folks. There was one young guy in particular that really touched my heart. His name is Bryce. He's a resident of Lahaina, and he spoke to Fox News.
I want people to know that there are people out here suffering, and we need donations. We need people shipping things out here. We need families fed. We need so much help.
You can just feel the emotion from this young guy, Glenn. So many people in need there in Maui.
Well, physical needs in a great way right now with things burned to the ground, but spiritual and emotional needs and support as they rebuild their lives, and for so many trying to rebuild lives for a variety of reasons around the country and around the globe, Relevant Radio can be here with prayer, support, and encouragement as well. So that's not nothing as we think about all the needs out there, John.
And yesterday, for Sunday Mass in Honolulu, Bishop Silva, the Bishop of Honolulu, read a message from Pope Francis, praying in a special way for all of those people who have lost their loved ones and family members.
Yeah, the Holy Father always sending up prayers in times of distress and keeping the folks of the Hawaiian Islands close in his heart as well.
Well, we continue to pray for all of those folks who are going such a terrible, unbelievable time that most of us can't even imagine what they're going through. But definitely, we can pray and ask our Lord and our Lady and our Blessed Mother in a special way to intercede for all of those families and everybody that is suffering here this morning. As always, Glenn, really appreciate it.
Yeah, sure thing, John.
We're going to take a short break, and when Morning Air continues, our spiritual director, the baseball priest, Father Burke Masters, will join us once again to talk about his brand new book, A Grand Slam for God, A Journey from Baseball Star to Catholic Priest. So stay with us. We are just warming up. If you love baseball, you've come to the right place. There's much more to come here on Morning Air after a word from our Relevant Radio CEO, Father Rocky.
Wake up, America. It's Morning Air with John Morales, Sarah Tafoya, and Glenn Leverts.
Jump into the conversation. Call 888-914-9149.
And welcome back to Morning Air as we continue with day one of our Relevant Radio Answer the Call Summer Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales along with Glenn and Sarah. Thanks so much for joining us. It is great to be with you on this Monday morning. You can email us directly, morningair@relevantradio.com, on our number if you want to be part of the program, 888-914-9149. Now, today is not only a big day for us here at Relevant Radio as we start our summer pledge drive, it's also a big day for our spiritual director and the baseball priest. Father Burke Masters is with us to talk about the launch of his new book, A Grand Slam for God, A Journey from Baseball Star to Catholic Priest. Listen to this memorable moment, which explains the title of his new book.
The 3-1 pitch is a drive deep to left, way back. It is gone! It is gone! A grand slam for Masters! A grand slam for Masters! This crowd is berserk!
What an awesome moment, that famous Grand Slam home run for Mississippi State in dramatic fashion against Florida State in the 1990 NCAA Regional Tournament by our spiritual director, Father Burke Masters, who joins us live. He's the pastor of St. Isaac Jogues Parish in Hinsdale, Illinois, and of course the Chicago Cubs Catholic chaplain and a longtime contributor to Morning Air. Good morning, Father Burke. Thanks so much for joining us. It is great to be with you on this opening day of our pledge drive.
Thanks, John. Always great to be with you, and thanks for playing that Grand Slam. It's an interesting thing. It was voted the number one sports moment in Mississippi State history, and I'm kind of known for this Grand Slam, but I wasn't a huge power hitter, you know, so I hit maybe 5 home runs a year, but I guess it was the right place and right time.
Well, Father Burke, it was a fantastic moment. I had not actually seen the video from that Grand Slam until this past weekend when I went searching for it. I said, it's got to be out there somewhere. And sure enough, I was able to find it. It's just an incredible moment. And I, first of all, I want to say thank you for my very own signed copy of your new book. It is such a joy to be able to help you promote your story that you've shared with us in the past here on Morning Air, and now you're able to share it with the world with your new book.
Well, thank you. And yeah, it seems surreal. This book has been in the work teams for several years, and I had started writing it years ago because every time I shared my story, and I was vocation director, and I'd go from parish to parish, just sharing my story of my call to the priesthood, and I would always hear, you need to write that down. It needs to be a book. And so I just kind of tucked that away. I thought, no, I don't write books, you know. And so it kept happening. And so I finally started writing several years ago. And then I just kind of ran out of time. You know, I was so busy. And my niece graduated from school with a degree in journalism and writing. And she said, Uncle Burke, I can help you. And so she came out from Denver to Joliet, Illinois, and helped finish the book, and then I, you know, edited it, and today's the launch day, so we're so excited. My dream for it is that it touches people's hearts and brings some people closer to Christ, maybe even inspire some in a religious vocation as well. I think there's something for everybody in the book.
Well, there is no doubt that this book will inspire many, many folks to love our Lord. And if you love baseball, it's a two for one. Mike Sweeney, our mutual friend, the longtime Major League five-time All-Star with the Kansas City Royals, actually wrote the foreword to your book.
He did. And Mike has just become one of my best friends and fortunate to be godfather to his youngest son named Ryan Burke. And so when it came to ask somebody to write the foreword, he was the first choice, somebody who, like me, loves baseball and loves the Lord. And so we're hoping that the book will reach people who may have a passion for baseball or sports, and it may help them take the next step in their faith journey as well. And Mike is one of those that has inspired thousands of people with his faith journey as well.
Father Burke, take us to the process. What was it like to go back down memory lane and really, you know, relive some of these great moments in your life and see the footsteps of the Lord being with you at all times from the very beginning when you were just a young guy and you weren't even Catholic yet?
Yeah, it is. What I realized in writing this book is that everybody has a story. And, and my story is fairly unique in a sense of, you know, wasn't raised Catholic, really a non-church going family, and very faith-filled, I would say. Like both of my grandmothers played the organ in their respective churches. You know, they were the church ladies. But when my parents got married, they just kind of stopped going to church. So I wasn't raised in a strong church-going environment, but somehow those seeds of faith were planted there. And then I can see as I reflected on my life and step by step and in the book chapter by chapter how this faith just started to come alive. And really, I feel like God had, you know, planned from my very baptism, like, your call is to be a priest. And I could see that kind of the unfolding of that plan, which has just been amazing. And, you know, I can't wait to see what's next, because God's plan, I find, is often surprising, but always better than my plan.
Your plan at one time was to be a Major League Baseball player. That was your dream and your passion. But obviously, the good Lord had other plans.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was my dream. And, you know, I got to play at the highest level in college baseball, you know, played in the College World Series, get that Grand Slam to help us get to the World Series. And, and my plan didn't pan out. And at the time, it was devastating. You know, I I made decisions in life based on becoming a Major League Baseball player. And when the realization happened that this isn't going to work out, I went through a little bit of a dark time, and I thought, my God, at that time I was, very faith-filled, and, I said, I'm giving you everything, can't you give me this, this dream? And now I realized that God had another dream for me, this dream of priesthood. And then to be able to do it, as the chaplain for the Cubs and, giving retreats to Major League Baseball players. I always say we cannot do God in generosity, but I dare you to try. I dare you to offer back to God all the gifts that he's given you and watch what he does with it, because everything that we have is from him. Everything that's good comes from him anyway. And so when we offer them back to him, like the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he takes it, he blesses it, purifies it, multiplies it, and gives it back to us in ways maybe that we never imagined. And I can honestly say now, I wouldn't trade anything for being a Catholic priest. It's just the most fulfilling thing I've ever done with my life.
Did you ever imagine that you would have a World Series championship manager, Joe Maddon, endorsing your book and, working with you at Wrigley Field as the chaplain of the Cubs?
Never would have dreamed it, no. And Joe has been so good to me. So he was someone who went through Catholic schools all the way through. And when he became the manager, I was the chaplain for a year or two already. And he said, Father Burke, you can go anywhere on this campus. The only place you can't be is in the dugout during the game, because that's Major League Baseball rules. He says, your influence will impact the team. He said, I know how much priests and nuns have impacted my life. And so your presence in the locker room changes the environment. And so we had some great conversations over the years. He's one of the most down-to-earth people you'd ever want to meet. And a man of faith. I'm excited that he was willing to write a little endorsement for the book.
And not only did he write the endorsement, but he also allowed you to work out with the Major League Cubs in spring training and take some BP and maybe get a little taste of what it would have been had you been a major leaguer.
That's been one of the most memorable moments of my life. I was on the down in spring training in the uniform with the guys working out. It felt so natural. And then during batting practice, I was talking with Kyle Hendricks in the outfield, one of the pitchers. And as we're talking, I began to cry. And, my first thought was, there's no crying in baseball, like the League of Their Own line. And then I thought, it really struck me that as a little boy, I knew I was going to be on that baseball field, I thought, as a player. And everything started to come full circle. Like, here I am on this field, but now as a Catholic priest. And it was like God was saying, Burke, this was your dream to be a Major League Baseball player, and now you're living my dream as a priest, and you get to do it in the major leagues. And so it just, God teaches me how to trust him. And I think he tries to do that with all of us, to surrender our will to his and just to trust his plan.
Father Burke, we're going through this Eucharistic revival as we speak. How has the Eucharist been a part of your journey here? We have less than a minute to go.
Yeah, the Eucharist is central. I became Catholic through an encounter with the Eucharist in high school. Then I started going to Eucharistic adoration years later, and it was in that silence and adoration that I felt the call to priesthood. And now the Eucharist is the center point of my day as a priest. And so I say the Eucharist brought me into the church, the Eucharist brought me into the priesthood, and the Eucharist sustains me. And so I love talking about the Eucharist, and it has a strong thread throughout the book that you read about my life.
Well, Father Burke, many blessings with your book. It can be found at Word on Fire, A Grand Slam for God, A Journey from Baseball Star to Catholic Priest. Father Burke Masters, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, John. Good to be with you, and blessings on your pledge drive today.
Thanks so much. We need to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be joined by author and faith coach Kendra Von Esch, who will talk about our bodies as the temple of the Holy Spirit. Stay with us as Morning Air continues.
You're vital to our mission to bring Christ to the world through the media.
The Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Answer the call.
And welcome back to Morning Air as we continue with day one of our Relevant Radio Answer the Call Summer Pledge Drive. Thanks so much for joining us, and thanks so much for all of your support so far here. This first day through the first hour here in the second hour, we continue to look for 75 gifts, 75 generous hearts to answer the call here this hour. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn and Sarah. Thanks so much for making us a part of your Monday morning here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. You can email us directly, morningair@relevantradio.com. Now, our power scripture from the Playbook of Life this morning is from John 15:13. Jesus the Lord said to his disciples, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." The great saint that we are honoring today, Saint Maximilian Kolbe, lived this scripture. This heroic saint died in the concentration camp at Auschwitz during World War II, and he's remembered as the martyr of charity for dying in the place of another prisoner who had a wife and children. There is no greater love than this, in imitation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for every single one of us. And we always pray with great confidence that prayer from the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, "Jesus, I trust in you." Our number, if you want to be part of the conversation here this morning, 888-914-9149. We're going to continue with our Soul, Mind, and Body Summer Series on Conquering Addictions and Bad Habits with Kendra Von Esch. Last week, we talked about the impact that our thoughts have on our souls and our sinful behaviors that can come about when we entertain some of these thoughts. Joining us live from Chicago is Morning Air regular contributor Kendra Von Esch to discuss the focus this morning. The focus is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is our bodies. Kendra is a speaker, a faith coach, podcaster who is passionate about sharing her faith, her supernatural transformation, and spiritual experiences while helping others on their journey as well. She's also the author of Am I Catholic? A Struggle with Faith, Humility, and Surrendering to God. Good morning, my sister Kendra. Thanks so much for joining us. It's great to be with you on another Monday, day one of our Pledge Drive.
I love Pledge Drive Week. Everybody get out there and donate to this amazing ministry. Think about how many times that Relevant Radio was there for you, that somehow you thought God was speaking directly to you at the moment that you turned on the station. That's exactly how I found you. So I just want to encourage everyone to evangelize by actually donating. Some people are afraid to speak about their faith, but if you donate to Relevant Radio, you are actually evangelizing because Relevant is speaking about the faith on your behalf. So you can think about it that way if you're a little bit shy about speaking about God. But you heard, I don't know where I heard it. I was just listening for the last 5-10 minutes. It was either a commercial, you said it, the former guest said it, and I'm not sure, but it's not just enough to know God. We have to introduce God to others, and that is what Relevant does. So I just have to spout out really quick and encourage people to donate, especially on Monday.
Well, I appreciate it, Kendra, and you are echoing the words of John Paul the Great. It was he, JP2, who said it. It's not enough to know Christ. We must introduce him to others, and that's exactly what we do every single day. This is what our entire ministry is all about, bringing Christ to the world through the media. We give you a platform to be able to talk about conquering addictions and bad habits and so many other spiritual topics that we talk talk about here on the network. We give a platform to honor our Lord, our Lady, the saints, prayer, you name it, anything that's spiritual. It's you hear it here on Relevant Radio, something you do not hear in other places.
Yeah, and I'm getting goosebumps as you're talking because it is so true. And, you know, for anyone out there, share the actual radio station with people. I think that's one of the things that I do when I'm out talking and speaking at parishes and conferences. I'm amazed sometimes that people haven't heard about Relevant Radio. And I'm like, go to relevantradio.com, download the free app. It is the best prayer partner for you. So A, you could take Relevant Radio anywhere. I remember when I was back in my executive days in corporate America, I was in Europe and I was listening live in Europe on my app. I mean, it's amazing that you can have what seems like a digital parish, digital spiritual companions with you. It's like a family. It's wonderful. So I'd just like to thank you for doing what you do and having me on to share a little bit about what I've learned on my journey as well. So
thank you. Thank you, Kendra. And of course, don't forget the power of a simple bumper sticker. That'll take you to Relevant Radio. So never leave home without it. You need to have that on the back of your car. This morning, we have a lot to talk about. We want to talk about our bodies as a temple of the Holy Spirit. Can you share with us a little bit about what you mean when we talk about our bodies in the spiritual walk?
Right. So I will share with everybody, I have struggled with my weight my entire life. When I was younger, I was bulimic. I had a disordered relationship with food. I had a disordered relationship with exercise. It was like punishment to me. Every time I did it, I hated it. And it was just not connecting. That is why I am actually doing this soul, mind, and body series, because it only took God a half a century to put the pieces together in my life, but he did. His timing is perfect. And I was thinking back in January, actually back last Advent, I am not healthy. I'm picking up something off the ground and I'm moaning about it. You know, I'm achy all the time. I'm not strong. I haven't moved this body. And I'm thinking, I'm 52 years old. What am I going to be like if I make it another decade? I'm in a world of hurt here.
So you got a long way to go.
Yeah, right? And so I honestly, John, I prayed. I just said, Lord, please help me. And so guess what he did? He connected the food that I eat as a nourishment. He connected moving my body as helping me be more healthy. Now I work out and I love it. I've dropped 26 pounds since January, and I'm not going back. And I feel like I can evangelize in a completely different way because I'm not all weighed down, literally and figuratively, with gunk and junk, and my body's moving. So it's just amazing how when we think about our body as the temple of the Holy Spirit, and when we make it spiritual, that this is a gift, our bodies, we don't look at it as a diet and exercise program. We truly look at it like, okay, wait a minute. This is a body that's been given to me, and I need to take care of it. And the better I am, the easier it is to speak. You're more confident. You have more courage to go do what we're supposed to do and introduce people to God. It's just amazing when it all connects.
The great St. Paul, of course, wrote about our body as a temple of the Holy Spirit. How does it really energize you spiritually to do whatever you do for the Lord, including, you know, trying to lose weight and obviously taking care of your body? Does that turbocharge your efforts?
Oh, for sure. It is night and day. When I am exercising, when I am eating right, when my body is functioning like it's supposed to and I'm not polluting it, I can speak and I have energy and I have zeal. And I'm going to tell you, John, the Holy Spirit ignites in me. I have my entire soul on fire. It is night and day.
I love it. Zeal. You are on fire. You're always on fire when you're with us on Monday mornings. Really appreciate that about you. Kendra, I want to invite our listeners, if you want to be part of our conversation on our bodies as a temple of the Holy Spirit, how does your body impact your spiritual life? We'd love to hear from you. We're taking your calls for Catholic speaker and author Kendra Von Esch at 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149 is the number. We're going to take a short break as we continue our discussion with Kendra. Stay with us. There is more to come on Morning Air after this Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
Christina, who's listening in Sharpsburg, Georgia. Good afternoon.
I just wanted to share my story. So I grew up Catholic, cradle Catholic. Thought I knew the faith, thought I, you know, I even went to Catholic school. I thought I knew my faith. And I started talking to my mom, and she lives in Nashville, and of course I live in the Atlanta area. And she said, I listened to Nashville Catholic Radio, and I said, oh, that's so wonderful. She said, well, you know, you could listen to it online. Well, then I heard that you guys had an app. So I downloaded the app, and I'm addicted. I cannot stop listening to you guys. I actually play it on my Alexa device. Wow. I thought I knew my faith. I didn't know anything. I want to thank you guys.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Are you feeling it? I love it. Welcome back to Morning Air here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm John Morales. Thanks so much for joining us here this morning on our opening day of our Relevant Radio summer pledge drive. As we continue our conversation on our body as a temple of the Holy Spirit with our good friend Kendra Von Esch, speaker, podcaster, vlogger, author, faith coach, you name it, she does it all. Kendra, welcome back.
Thanks, John. I was shaking over here dancing to that. I feel good, and I just want that for everyone. So here's a bit of advice. Soul, mind, and body. You can take Relevant Radio on your app, plug your earbuds in on your phone, and go for a walk and pray the Rosary with Father Rocky and get all three in at the same time. And you're like, well, what about the mind? You're doing your mind thing? Well, I don't know if you know, but when you work out your body, your brain is doing it all. It's getting the best workout ever. So if you're at all worried about dementia or Alzheimer's and you want to keep your brain focused and sharp, the best way to do that is to move your body. And then I guarantee you, when you're out there walking, you're going to be seeing things like God's creation. You're going to be thinking about how grateful you are that you can walk, that you have a functioning body, and maybe that little soreness that you get because it's been a while since you moved it just reminds you of how much stronger you could be. And so you can knock out the soul, the mind, and the body all at once and feel wonderful and then keep doing it. It's just living in this 24-hour day. I know my whole life I've looked at my weight and I've looked at my body and I've like always thought way in the future and I'm never gonna accomplish that. It's never gonna happen. But look at what's happened over these past 8 months. All the way through the summer, I didn't gain a pound. I didn't lose a pound either, but that's okay. I'm fine being where I'm at right now. And I'm just grateful that I've got a body that I can move. So I don't want to take it for granted. And that's, I think, if we make it about the gift, if we make it spiritual, it's going to change us, soul, mind, and body.
And Kendra, really what you're doing is representing the church's teaching for 2,000 years. Great saints throughout the centuries have talked about that connection of body, soul, and mind. What do you say to people who literally don't like to exercise. They hate exercising. How can they learn to love it and really make your body a temple of the Holy Spirit?
What do I say to those people like myself? Because that was me. I just say, do it anyway. Just like when you pray, right? It's hard in the beginning. I didn't like it. It's uncomfortable being silent, but you have to do it anyway. And then you'll find that the more you do it, the easier it gets and the more your body craves it. So for me right now, I used to hate it when I first started, and now I can't wait to move my body because it can move and it's stronger and I don't get sore like I used to. So just keep doing it. Every single day, we need to pray, move our body, and engage our minds in a way that is spiritual, but also learning. And of course, exercising is one of the best ways. If it's not just for the body, think about the mind. I don't want to be losing it when I get older, if God gives me those years. I want to be as sharp as I can and be able to sit on the floor with my grandkids, hopefully.
Well, Kendra, we're going to have to leave it right there. Really do appreciate you coming on with us. As always, I appreciate your passion for our faith and sharing with us the importance of our body as the temple of the Holy Spirit here this morning. Thanks so much.
God bless you, and I wish you all the best this week on the Pledge Drive. So everyone, get out there and donate. It's a sign of the Holy Spirit within you, generosity.
Thanks so much. Morning Air contributor Kendra Von Esch. And now it's time for another episode of Glenn Story Corner.
When we think about giving to Relevant Radio, you never know the impact that your gift will have. Kind of like our story today, called The Other Side of the Wall by Randy Reynolds. There was a young woman who took great pride in the growth and care of the flowers in her flower garden. She'd been raised by her grandmother, who taught her to love and care for flowers as she herself had done. So like her grandmother, her flower garden was second to none. One day, while looking through a flower catalog that she often ordered from, a picture of a plant immediately caught her eye. She'd never seen blooms on a flower like that before. I have to have it, she said to herself, and immediately she ordered it. When it arrived, she already had a place prepared to plant it. She planted it at the base of a stone wall at the back of her yard. It grew vigorously, with beautiful green leaves all over. But there were no blooms. Day after day, she continued to cultivate it, water it, feed it. She even talked to it, attempting to coax it to bloom, but to no avail. One morning, weeks later, as she stood before the vine, she contemplated how disappointed she was that her plant had not bloomed. She was giving considerable thought to cutting it down and planting something else in its place. It was at this point that her invalid neighbor, whose lot joined hers, called over to her. Thank you so much. You can't imagine how much I've enjoyed the blooms of that vine that you planted. The young woman walked through the gates into her neighbor's yard, and sure enough, she saw on the other side of the wall was the vine filled with blooms. They were indeed the most beautiful blooms that she'd ever seen. The vine had crept through the crevices. It had not flowered on her side of the fence, but it had flowered luxuriantly on the other side. Just because you cannot see the good result of your labor does not mean that it bore no fruits. Ephesians 6, 9, and 10 says, "Let us not grow tired of doing good, for in due time we shall reap our harvest if we do not give up. So then, while we have the opportunity, let us do good to all, but especially to those who belong to the family of the faith."
As always, thanks so much, Glenn. In this month of August, the month of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, let's open our hearts and honor the Mother of God by praying and watching the Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky, 7 p.m. Central tonight and every night of the week here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Remember, the family that prays together stays together. So stay with us. More of the Relevant Radio Answer the Call Summer Pledge Drive in a moment. Patrick Madrid is warming up. He'll be up shortly at the top of the hour. Stay with us.